Today we begin lesson number 3 in our ongoing study of Maseches Menachos, Mishnayos Maseches Menachos, Perek Sheni, the second Perek, the first and second Mishnah. Hakometzes hamincho le'echol shioreho ulahaktir kumtzolo mochor. As we learned yesterday, if a Kohen performs the act of kmitza, removing 3 fingers full of flour from the heap of flour, and which is the first of the 4 avodos, the 4 crucial avodos of the Korban Mincha. And when he does so, his intention is le'echol shioreho, to eat the remaining flour, o la'haktir kumtzo, or to put the kometz upon the fire, not today, when he's actually bringing the Korban Mincha and performing the kmitza, but rather lomochor, tomorrow. And a Korban Mincha is only valid from the day and the following night. The day it's brought and the following night. The next morning it becomes no sor. So he has a machsheves pigul, a machsheva chutzles man. Moder Rabbi Yossi bozeshehu pigul v'chayov en olof kores. Such an example, Rabbi Yossi is moder, as we studied in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that this is a pure act of pigul. However, where Rabbi Yossi disagrees is, suppose he performs the kmitza lahakti levoino so lemochor. His kavona is to put the levoino, to put the flakes of incense, frankincense, upon the mizbeach, upon the fire, tomorrow, after the zman, chutz lezmano, which we would think, based on everything we've learned until now, would be a classic example of pigul. Rabbi Yossi omer posul ve'ein bo koreis. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that is only posul, not pigul. Because the kometz and the levona, Rabbi Yossi argues, are both matirim, in other words, the kmitza and the haktoras halvona are both 2 steps which are necessary to permit the eating by the kohanim of the shiurayim. And Rabbi Yossi holds, ein matir mefagel es hamatir, that a machsheves pigul for 1 matir, namely in this case the levona, cannot affect the other matir, namely the kmitza. So holds Rabbi Yossi. However, v'chachomim omrim pigul, pigul, v'chayoven olof kores, a machshova b'shas kmitza, to be maktir levona chutz lizman, would also be pigul, because they hold that the kometz and the levona are not 2 matirim, 2 separate distinct matirim, in which case we would say ein matir mefagel es hamatir, but rather the kometz and levona are 1 matir. There's 1 matir, 1 act which, through which one act composed of 2 parts, which together make the shiurayim muta la'achila for the kohen, because they're both in the same kli. The kometz and the levona are both placed in the kli shoreis. So it's 1 matir, not 2. And therefore, if the kohen is kometz the mincha in order to be makted the levona, so his machshavas pigul of being makted the levona chus lezman does render the entire korban pigul. Omrulo, the chachomim said to Rabbi Yossi, why should this be any different from a zevach, meaning an animal sacrifice, where if a person shechs the korban in order to be maktir the emerim chutz lizman, it'll be maktir the parts of the animal which go upon the mizbeach, analogous to the levona, chutz lizman, the whole korban would be pickle. Omar lohem, Rabbi Yossi says no. Shazevach domo uvisoro ve'emurov echot. When it comes to an animal korban, the blood which is sprinkled, the meat which is eaten, and the emurim, the fatty parts which are placed upon the mizbeach, upon the fire, are all 1 min. And therefore, a machshova at the time of shchita, analogous to kmitza, to be maktir the emerim chutz l'zman, analogous to being maktir the lavona chutz l'zman, would be an act of pigul. However, ulavona eino min hamincha. Rabbi Yossi conceptualizes lavona as being separate from the mincha. It's a separate side issue, so to speak. It's not the same species. Blood, flesh, and fat are all part of the animal. Kometz is incense. It's not part of the same species as the mincha, which is flour. Now, therefore, the machshava to be makta lavona lamocha, to be machter levon chutzman, would not be mefagel the mincha. This is the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachomim. The halacha is like the Chachomim. Mishnah Beis, shochat shnei chivosim leechol achas min hachalos lemocha. The halacha, the mitzvah in the Torah is that on the Yom Tov of Atzeres, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we bring kivsei Atzeres, sheep, which are the one example of a korban shlomim brought by a tzibur, and together with the two sheep for the korban kivsei atzeres, one brings two breads, shtei halechem. Suppose at the time of the shechita, not normally of the kavosim, the shechita would be that which renders the breads kadosh. So suppose the time of the shechita, the person, the kohen, had in mind le'echol achas min hachalos lamochor, to eat one of those shtei halechem, one of those two chalos tomorrow, meaning after Shavuos. And this man of the achila shtei halechem is only for the day of Shavuos and the night. Oh, a similar case. Hiktir shnei vozichim. Every Shabbos, they would put upon the table two stacks of bread. And upon each stack, there would be placed incense. And the haktoras halavona, putting the incense upon the fire, that was matir, the lechem, to be eaten by the kohanim. Now suppose the Kohen, at the time that he's maktir the bezichim, two flasks, two goblets full of incense, at the time that he's doing that haktorah, he has in mind le'echol echad min hastorim lemocha, to eat one of the two stacks tomorrow chuslas man after Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says no problem. That challah, although that's seder halechem, which he had in mind to eat chus l'zman, also hachalav, also haseder, shechisha v'lov, pigul, v'chayov and lov kores. But v'hasheni, the other of the two shtei halechem, and the other seder of the two sidorim of breads, of lechem haponim, they remain posel v'ein bo kores. They can't be pigul upon them, because the machsheves pigul for one lechem is not mefagel the other lechem. The machsheves pigul for one seder of lechem haponim is not mefagel the other seder of lechem haponim. So holds Rav Yossi. So he views the two luchamim and the two sidorim as being separate. One is pasul, because it's not directly affected by the pigul, and the other is directly affected by the machsheves pigul and his pigul. So holds Rabbi Yossi. V'chachomim omrim, no. It's one package. The shtei alechem are one unit composed of two parts. The two sidorim of lechem aponim are one unit composed of two parts. So therefore the chachomim say, zev or zev pigul v'chayov and olav kores. Both shtei alechem in the first example of kivsei atzeres, and both sidorim of lechem, in the case of lechem haponim on the shulchan, are rendered pigul. Nitmeis achas min hachalo, suppose one of the two chalos of the shtei alechem. O echod min hastorim, one of the two stacks of bread upon the shulchan, becomes tomei. So what do we do with them? Rabbi Yehuda omer shneihem yeitzu leveis hasreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says they both become posel, and they both have to be, they're both, even though only one is tameh, they're both posel, and both have to be taken outside and burnt and destroyed. She'ein korban tzibur cholok, because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no such thing as 50-50 when it comes to a korban tzibur. The korban tzibur shtei halechem is one unit. If one of the two becomes tameh, both got to go down the tubes. The beis hasreifa. So holds Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that this is something Rabbi Yehuda knew from tradition, was passed down to him from his teachers. No, hatome betumo. So that one of the shtei lechem, that seder of the two sidorim of lechem haponim, bitumoso, what's tome is tome, and has to be disposed of to the beis hasreifa. But for hatohor, the one which is tohor, remains edible, and you can eat it. Shemutu lechol, you can eat the challah of the shtei lechem, or the seder of lechem, which should not become tome. The Gemara explains that the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is only when the one lechem or the one seder became tome before the zrikas dam of the kvosim or before the haktoras habezichim. But if the time of the shchitas hakvosim or at the time of the haktoras habezichim, both sidorim or both lechomim were not tome, were tohor, and the tumah happened after the zrikas adam, Rabbi Yehuda would also be moda hatome betumaso v'hatohor yeyochel. It's only after the matir of shchita in the case of the kavosim, and only before the matir of the shchitas hakavosim, or before the matir of the haktoras habazichim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one of the two lechomim or one of the two sidorim becomes tomei, they both have to go lebeis hasreifa. But if after the shchitas hakavosim or after the haktoras habazichim, either the one of the shtei alechem or one of the two sidorim became tomei, then that does not affect the other, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, hatomei betumaso lebeis hasreifa, v'hatohor yeyocheil in the proper fashion. And so we have finished lesson number 3, Mishnah Aleph and Beis of Perek Beis.